to Dog Talk. Dog Talk is a podcast where I talk about a different dog breed every week. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about the Labrador Retriever. I'm Felice.
And I'm Marina.
Welcome back. As I said before, today we're going to be talking about the Labrador Retriever. Labrador Retrievers are very popular dogs. They've been topping the most popular dog breed list for a couple years now, and for a good reason. So Labs originally come from, some people think that they come from Labrador, Canada, but they actually come from Newfoundland, Canada. In the 18th century, the first, like, types of Labradors existed that were mostly black.
Why are they called Labrador Retrievers if they don't come from Labrador?
I'm actually not sure. I don't know why they're called Labrador Retrievers, but
and
it has probably
why are they so popular?
Well, Labrador Retrievers are really popular because they've been around for a while, like I said, from the 18th century. In the 19th century, they were really brought to, like, England and then Europe, and then in the 20th century, they were recognized. And Labrador Retrievers are very popular because they are pretty nice dogs. They don't require that much maintenance. Although they do shed 2 out of 5. They've shed 4 out of 5. So quite a lot. That's not really that much because they have short hair. So they don't really have to brush it that much. Maybe just weekly. They're really nice dogs for families who have small kids because they're really good with kids. And they have such a good temperament. They're used as guide dogs for blind peoples. They're still used a lot as gun dogs, tracking dogs, and also they're not. And so if you take a Labrador on a walk and it sees water, it's going to jump straight in. So because it loves to swim, it was bred originally to swim. It does put on weight pretty quickly. So if you leave your Labrador Retriever under exercised and you don't walk enough, then it will get pretty heavy.
Why? I don't know by this by all dogs, but the Labrador Retriever has, like, droopy ears, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
Kind of, like,
yeah.
Floppy. And why are some dogs have floppy ears and some, like, the Malamute, like, super high up points?
Well, there's two types of ears, right? There's, like, the high floppy, like, the floppy ears that, like, mostly gun dogs have. I think most gun dogs have low dogs, and then...
I don't know why.
I don't know why. That's a good question.
Our neighbor actually has a Havanese.
Yeah,
she's like floppy eared. I think they're actually because some dogs like can hear super well and like
yeah, but
this
I
kind
think
of
that, I think that like
for like loud noises. I think.
But no, but I think it's kind of like I don't know because you know. But like no, but like if you have an Alaska if a Pomeranian right has up ears, I mean it's not like they can't hear any better than the Havanese, but. They have a pretty short coat, like I said before, it's waterproof. You need to groom it a bit so it doesn't get very like so it doesn't lose its waterproofness. It needs pretty good exercise, probably 4 out of 5 exercise. In terms of temperament, it's a very, very nice dog. It's very easy to train. It's good with kids. It's very steady.
And it's also like if you see it, like it's it can come in chocolate, like chocolatey color, black and like golden, and the lab, like if you see it, just like very simple, like they're not like curly hair filled. They're just
yeah,
golden,
they just look like standard golden. Dogs. Like I think if
yeah.
if I th- I'm not
before I know all about these dogs, I thought there was only Labrador and Golden Retriever, and like it's like
yeah, there's like
yeah,
but like just so you know, we're not professionals. But basically, if you just want a nice dog that is just going to be a companion and you have space for shedding and you have space and you have enough exercise, a lab would be a really good choice because they're very steady. Like, it's very rare that they, like, it's like any dog. There could always be a dog that's very mean, even though it's a friendly breed, and there could be a dog that's very nice with a dog that can be aggressive, like a, what is it called again? Dobermans, yeah. So there could be a nice Doberman or a mean poodle, right? So, you know, it can really depend.
Yeah, or sometimes you might get a super kind, mean, not kind, but super pretty golden retriever. And then they might be super, not like playful and stuff like, well, not playful, but like, not like that,
yeah.
Like mean, more meaner. Yeah.
Yeah, like, but,
like if you get, let's say, Havanese, and one of them is super nice and one of them's super mean. That's like
yeah,
the
yeah.
same breed.
In terms of like size, they're on the bigger side. They're pretty dense. They're 55 to 82 pounds. So if you have kids who want a dog that they can have under a lap, don't get it a lap because
yeah, and it's not a type of dog.
You.
But when you're sitting on your
couch.
Sofa,
yeah.
then the dog can come up, run up to you, and boom,
yeah,
it sits
on you. No, that can't. You can't do that with a lab.
You have to teach it stay if it wants to go in
yeah.
front of you.
It's pretty bigger. It's 55 to 57 centimeters or 22 inches usually. It looks just like a standard dog. I mean, it just if you see a lab, it's gonna have a golden retriever type face, and just it just looks like a golden retriever with like a lot less hair.
There's also a very pretty dog breed of golden retriever mixed with a dachshund. It's very cute.
Dachshund.
No, I don't know.
Just kidding.
But it's like super low, but like.
Oh yeah, the other day we saw that. Remember in the woods?
Yes.
Oh yeah, those are pretty. Didn't you see a lab like 2 days ago?
We saw lot. We see lots of labs.
Yeah, we see lots of labs here. And you know, I mean, I can understand why it's a very pretty dog. So Marina, do you remember last week's puzzle?
This dog came from. I mean, the movie Lassie.
Yes. We actually had to check what dog breed we had last time. We forget them.
Well,
but
that's pretty easy. I mean, Lassie.
What are we
going to
do today?
Away.
Forgot what? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember what we're going to do. So, last week's dog breed was about a dog that comes from...
Lassie.
Yeah, it's the dog in the movie Lassie. It's pretty big. It's relative to the Border Collie. And it has very
that
long hair.
That gives it away.
No, it doesn't give it away.
Well, Lassie.
Look, not everyone's dog nerds like we are, right? We're dog nerds, right? Yeah, but do you want to say what it is?
Sure, because it's my favorite dog. It's the Rough Collie.
Yeah,
I don't know why it's called a Rough.
I've always
like,
found it.
Rough.
Yeah, I found it amusing. It either stands for Rough Collie or Rough to Groom Collie. So.
And
I'm not
a
sure
border collie is you have to put it on a piece of paper.
It's borderline pathetic. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Yeah, but today's puzzler.
The Rough Collie.
Yes, Rough Collie. But today's puzzler is about a gun dog this time. And this dog.
Our neighbors had one.
Yeah, our neighbors had one of these dogs. They usually come in red. They have long hair like a golden retriever. And they're very long and they're pretty on the skinnier side. Like if you look from it from in front, they look pretty skinny.
All dogs are like that. If you
well,
look at a
no,
dog,
no, 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 but look
like
at the lab.
Well,
look, compare the lab to the dog. Look, where is it?
Well, who cares?
But look, that's compared, right? Remember the picture in the book?
Yeah.
It's much bigger. Yeah, right. So, it's usually in red. It's a very friendly dog. It's pretty. It's on the bigger side, and it's very nice. And so. It usually comes in red, so that's important.
Only
so,
comes in red.
No, well, imagine it can come in different colors. I mean, it's rare, like a Lagotoa comes in.
Okay.
Like hounds colors.
A Lagotoa comes.
Maybe
no.
I don't know a blue Merle Lagotoa. Oh, imagine how cute that would be. No.
Okay, you're getting off
yes,
the subject.
Yes, but if you know what dog breed we're talking about, then just remember it, write it down somewhere, and next week we'll reveal what dog breed it is. And yeah, I hope you had a good. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, pretty soon we're gonna upgrade our microphone. And yeah, so hopefully, pretty soon our audio is gonna get better. Maybe I don't know if it's gonna be before the next podcast, but certainly in the next two or three, we're gonna have a new microphone. So I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening, and yeah, we'll see you next time with a different dog breed. Today's is the longest one, right? 10 minutes and 10 seconds right now.
Oh.
Yeah, but I hope you enjoyed it, and yeah, we'll see you next time. I'm Felice.
And I'm Marina.